The New Orleans Saints might have yet another star in the making, with cornerback Paulson Adebo continuously making headlines. And could Alvin Kamara actually be available to the New Orleans Saints to begin the season? We got all of that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much, as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, your New Orleans Saints expert, credentialed member of the media. You can find me every day over at USA Today's Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And of course, today's live episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by our friends over at Bet Online. They've got more odds, lines, and props than ever before. Basically, you can check them out, Bet Online, where the game starts. New Orleans Saints training camp day 5 in the books. First padded practice in the books, and yet another standout performance by cornerback Paulson Adebo. We are live on YouTube for our post-training camp live shows, as we continue to do. Thank you so much, everybody who's in the chat, for being here. Thank you to everybody who's listening later as well. Whether you're in the chat right now, whether you're watching on YouTube later, or you're listening on your favorite podcast app later, thank you very much, as always, for being here. Don't forget to drop that your team every day in the chat and or comments, or you can hit me up at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter. So we'll go ahead and get our observation episode of the day started off with, of course, as we do all the time, your biggest story. And the biggest story around today's training camp was cornerback Paulson Adebo. He's at it again, big number 29, fighting his way through some one-on-one, some pass breakups there, a couple of pass breakups and full team drills as well, including a very near interception on quarterback Jameis Winston. This guy has done it in one-on-ones. He's done it in 7-on-7s, on 11-on-11s. He's done it against the Kwon Bakers of the world, but he's also turned around and done it against Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry as well. Really, really fantastic showing from Paulson Adebo. And remember, it makes sense for Paulson Adebo to have this kind of standout training camp right now because he is technically in a competition for his job. Now, he held down that CB2 spot opposite Marshawn Lattimore for the entirety of the 2021 NFL season, but coming into 2022, he's mostly taken some, let's just say, rotations along with Bradley Roby, number 21, at that spot. And of course, the expectation is eventually Alante Taylor, New Orleans Saints rookie, who's drafted in the second round out of Tennessee, will also get some shots at that cornerback spot as well. But as of right now, Paulson Adebo is making it really, really tough for anybody to come in and upset him and take his job. He's all about keeping his job right now, and he has done a phenomenal, phenomenal amount of work over the course of this offseason and training camp so far, making sure, even if you're not looking for number 29, he's going to make sure that he catches your attention. So he's been a lot of fun to watch. And again, he's done it in a variety of different ways. He's got the big, you know, pass breakups and one-on-ones where, you know, things are really weighted against cornerbacks in those situations. He's very, very physical on those, which you have to be, because otherwise the wide receiver is just going to kind of run right past you and all that other stuff. So, you know, look, the one-on-ones heavily favor wide receivers, so you have to be a little bit more physical in those. But throughout drills, he was keeping up with Chris Olave, coming across the field on some drag routes, things like that throughout the day. Big pass breakups all over the place. We have seen several off-target throws from quarterbacks. That's worth mentioning, but Paulson Adebo still making sure that whether it's an on-target throw or an off-target throw, that he's in position to make some kind of play on the ball. You'll want to see him walk away with an interception or two by the end of this week, just to cap off the performance that he's had already. But so far, so good when it comes to second-year corner Paulson Adebo, who's looking really, really good out in camp so far. Probably easily the MVP of camp at this point. Remember, if you are watching live right now, to drop your questions in the chat as well for anything you want to hear about, and then I'll answer those questions in tonight's pre-recorded episode. But as we continue on, as we wrap up the biggest story, let's talk about the biggest play of the day. For me, it was an interception over the defensive side. Again, Paulson Adebo, no interceptions yet during camp, but you just kind of know that it's coming. But this one was Justin Evans. Really, really smart safety play over on the right sideline, stepping in front of a pass that was thrown by second-year quarterback Ian Book. Now, Ian Book did not have a lot on that pass. It was a little bit underthrown, but Justin Evans being able to step ahead and make a play on that ball at all and just goes to show you the type of depth that the New Orleans Saints have at safety. Remember, there's a chance that Marcus May isn't available at the beginning of the season. We have a little bit more clarity around Alvin Kamara, which we're going to talk about next, but we don't really have clarity yet around Marcus May and his outstanding DUI from over a year ago that he's set to go to trial about over the course of this month. That could lead to him being suspended for the first three games or so of the beginning of the 2022 NFL season. And so when you have depth like PJ Williams and Justin Evans, who continuously make plays and look good over the course of camp, that's a really, really good place for you to be in. It's, of course, also really valuable in a time like right now where Tyrann Mathieu is away dealing with a family matter, a private family matter. And so you have to have safeties that are starter quality that are out there with the first team getting those reps as a part of the secondary. And right now the Saints are getting that. Now, there was a breakdown in coverage on Saturday, but for the most part, the New Orleans Saints defense, secondary, defensive line, and second level have been dominant throughout training camp thus far. We mentioned Paulson Adebo as the biggest story, Justin Evans with the play of the day, but there were other defenders that were making plays today too. The newly signed defensive lineman, Scott Patchen, had a couple of pressures up against Trevor Penning. Taco Charlton had a couple of pressures against Trevor Penning as well. We'll dig into Trevor Penning's day a little bit more later too. But we also saw Caden Ellis look fantastic in the run game. Eric Wilson continues to look really good. Demario Davis putting the pop on a couple of people as well with the pads being on today. These guys were not afraid to be aggressive on the defensive side. And that's the brand of football that Dennis Allen and his team wants to take into the 2022 season, right? They want to be the best defense in the NFL. And a part of that is being physical. And a part of that is being aggressive. And so far, that's all paid off for that New Orleans Saints defense over the course of camp. Demario Davis spoke with media after practice today and mentioned that with them having top 10 players at the, you know, at their positions at all three levels of the defense, that they feel that they can be the best defense in the NFL. And they're certainly playing with that kind of chip on their shoulder right now. But the offense might have just gotten a little bit of a boost, but just for how long Alvin Kamara's court trial has reportedly been postponed yet again for a third time, this time for up to 2 months. So let's break down what that means for the New Orleans Saints and how this could be either best case scenario on the way or potentially a version of the worst case scenario for the New Orleans Saints. We'll break all of that down as you continue to get your questions in the chat and as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Dave. Listen, every now and then there comes a time where you need just a little bit of help, whether it's, you know, some financial help or whatever it might be. But, you know, look, there are those times where stuff sneaks up on you. And that's why I love the Dave app. So Dave is a banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money for gas right now with gas prices kind of middling out a little bit, but still higher than they need to be. Wedding gift, maybe you need to get something for a friend on the way, or maybe you just need a little bit of help with bills. The Dave app can help you out. And best of all, there's no interest and no credit check required. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app and are getting the financial relief that they need with extra cash, and you can be next. Just download the Dave app in the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for your extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For more terms and conditions, make sure you go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Paulson Adebo, of course, making headlines as the top player in camp thus far. Justin Evans getting the interception. But perhaps one of the other big stories is the fact that Alvin Kamara was present today. Continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints, I appreciate you as always making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Big shout out to everybody that was out at practice today, took the time to say hi. Shout out to young legend Aries as well for being there with us. So The big thing was, you know, look, we had a lot of fans there. We had practice. We had pads for this practice as well. So a lot of things that, you know, we expected to see. But one of the things I didn't necessarily expect to see when I went out on the field today was number 41, Alvin Kamara. He had a court hearing that was scheduled for today in Las Vegas. So I didn't expect to see him when we moved into the indoor facility. Saints started practice inside before they moved outside today. And yet there he was. And so then after practice, we get a report saying that, and this is from, I believe it's 8 News Now over in Vegas, that the battery case for Alvin Kamara has been continued for another 2 months. Now, keep in mind, 2 months from now, the New Orleans Saints are in London. So that's going to be really interesting to see how all that plays out. But is this can go two ways. This can go two ways. First of all, it's good news for the New Orleans Saints that ended up getting continued because it basically guarantees that he's available for the beginning of the season. I mean, it all but guarantees it, right? Because the season will start before that continuation date even circles around, considering that that won't be until August. The season gets underway in like 2.5 weeks or whatever it is. So anything around Alvin Kamara, considering that, you know he's now going to be available week 1, 2, and at least 3. So that's good news for the Saints. But now this can kind of go a couple of different ways, right? It can go best case scenario, which is that come October, it just gets continued again, and then it continued again and continued again until this basically all doesn't have any impact on Alvin Kamara until the 2023 season as opposed to the 2022 season. Or that trial ends up, or hearing ends up happening in October, and then Alvin Kamara ends up serving a suspension late October, early November. But if you consider the timeline here, getting to just the hearing, which could then lead to a trial or more legal proceedings, and then the suspension, the time that it takes for the NFL to actually hand the suspension out, because remember, the NFL is not going to do anything until the legal process is finalized. So you have to get all the way through Alvin Kamara actually getting sentenced in the legal process. Then you have to get into the NFL coming to its discipline that it wants to hand out. Then Alvin Kamara can appeal that, which ends up delaying it probably another couple of weeks at that point, that right now, you sort of start to feel like Alvin Kamara might be able to actually play the entire 2022 season. Now, nothing is guaranteed at all, but there's a world in which that happens. But there's also a world in which he ends up being absent for a very important stretch run of 6 games while the New Orleans Saints are fighting for playoff positioning or fighting for the playoffs as a whole. That's where it can kind of get into worst case scenario territory right there. But good news as of right now for that to be continued and for Alvin Kamara to all but certainly at this point be available, at least to open the season for the New Orleans Saints. I want to dive into Trevor Penning's day now, because Trevor Penning kind of had a bit of an up and down day, but he was really interesting when we spoke with him after practice, and we'll share some of the clips from his presser in tonight's episode, the pre-recorded episode. But Trevor Penning had some ups and downs in this one. He gave up a couple of pressures to Scott Pritch, and he gave up a couple of pressures to Taco Charlton, but then he also had a really great rep against Peyton Turner, that those two got so physical in that one, and Trevor Penning showing you that aggression, that sort of dog mentality that everyone has talked about when it comes to him, where he plays deep into the echo of the whistle, which led to Peyton Turner take a little swing at him and like a little bit of a scuffle there for a moment. Now, obviously, it's all good in the hood. Like, there's nothing to be worried about here. These players don't hate each other all of a sudden. It's competition. These guys compete a bunch. And so for Trevor Penning, that's a really good rep to maximize right there, going up against a projected, at least, let's say, a high up in the rotation player in Peyton Turner, maybe even, you know, a projected starter at this point, depending upon what happens with Marcus Davenport going into the season and his health, because he still hasn't been out on the field yet. He's been on the side doing side work, but didn't work his way back out on the field just yet. So that's a really good spot for Peyton Turner, for Trevor Penning to have a good rep. But he's also struggled a little bit in his pass sets. We asked him and spoke with him a little bit about like what are the focuses that he's working on over the course of the offseason, all that. He specifically mentioned his ability in the passing game and him needing to work on his hands. And it felt like that's exactly what happened, particularly in the reps against Taco Charlton, who's a little bit of maybe like a more of a speed rusher than some of the other guys on the roster. And so him dealing with speed and getting his hands up in time and hand placement and all that is certainly something that we'll continue to watch. Now, this, of course, was the first day of New Orleans Saints training camp practices that actually had pads. So some of it could be getting used to the mobility in the reps, all of those other things. But, you know, look, he's going to go through growing pains and he's going to have a bit of a transition coming into the NFL, but he's in a good place. He's got a lot of different people that he can pick the brains of, guys like Jari Evans and Zach Strief and Doug Marrone, and of course the great talented players that are around him also on the offensive line. The New Orleans Saints offensive line has four first round selections and one second round selection, Eric McCoy, who should have been a first round selection, but gratefully fell to the New Orleans Saints in his draft class. And so the Saints at this point pretty much have like the talent that they need over on the offensive line. They just have to figure out what the configuration is going to be. Is it going to be James Hurst or Trevor Penning? Right now we're projecting James Hurst as the starter. You know, we asked Eric McCoy, or rather Bobby Hebert asked Eric McCoy, are you also working at guard or are you only working at center? He reports that he's only working at center. So, you know, you kind of already know the fixtures here on the offensive line, but specifically with Cesar Ruiz and Trevor Penning, you're just waiting to see their development. And I'm going to be honest, nothing really jumped off the field for me with Cesar Ruiz today, which is probably a good thing, right? As opposed to noticing him because a defender gets free up the middle or something like that. It just seemed like he had a pretty solid day in terms of his reps. So that's good news and a good player you want to see trending up once the pads go on for practice. Another player that's trending up for the New Orleans Saints, of course, is second-year linebacker Pete Werner. He was back out on the field for a little bit today. What does that mean for the New Orleans Saints? And of course, we'll get you updated with all the rest of the attendance questions that you have, including Tyrann Mathieu, as we continue on to wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. And today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Bet On Lines. Whether you're looking at win totals for the 2022 NFL season, or maybe you want to get in on specific games for the New Orleans Saints, like the pick'ems, for instance, for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, you're never going to bet on a pick'em, but what a weird situation for those to be pick'ems, right? But the Saints are favored in five of their 11 games, regular season games that are currently up over at BetOnline. So you can get in on all of those. And of course, you can check out the rest of the NFL. You can check out the NBA, the MLB, NHL, everything that you're looking for there as well, including esports, golf, combat sports, whatever you need over at BetOnline. Which you can find on your mobile device or your laptop, so you can keep up with all the trends and action. Your number one source for all things sports wagering information, podcasts, and articles. They're waiting for you over at BetOnline, where the game starts. Let's get it, Who Dat Nation. We are wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with the family. Y'all are all here. The Locked On Who Dats are here in the chat live with us right now, helping us get through our camp observations for day five, our first day of padded practices over on Airline Drive. Thanks again, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day, or your second listen, however many of those listens you've been packing in here, as we produced 11 episodes last week. And we're on track for, I think, 12 episodes this week already. So going to be a big week yet again here at Locked On Saints. So I appreciate you, as always, y'all, for being here. Don't forget to drop your team every day in the chat or in the comments. And of course, drop your questions, which I'll answer in the evening episode as well. All right. So as we look at attendance for the New Orleans Saints in this week, or as this week kicks off, the big story when it comes to attendance was that Pete Werner was back in action. Now, he went through walkthrough. He went through individual drills. He did not participate in team drills or seven on sevens, things like that, but still good to see the progress, right? We've seen Pete Werner doing some side work off to the side, along with guys like Juwan Johnson and Marcus Davenport. However, now seeing him out on the field, getting some, you know, work in terms of walkthroughs and things like that, it's not surprising to me that even if he's 100% healthy right now, that they didn't include him in team drills, especially considering the fact that it was the first day with pads. It just seems like you want to kind of do a little bit of the warm up for him first before you say, all right, Pete, glad you're healthy. Now go out there and hit somebody. That makes a lot of sense to me, but it's good news, right, for the New Orleans Saints to have Pete Werner out there. DeMario Davis was asked about Pete Werner's presence, and he said, there's nobody that I'm more excited about seeing out on the field right now than Pete Werner. There's a lot of respect for this kid and the next step that he's about to take into a starting role. I know there are a lot of Saints fans that are disappointed in the fact that Quan Alexander is now a New York Jet and not a New Orleans Saint, but the Saints didn't really have a need for Quan Alexander going into this season based upon the way that they feel about guys like Pete Werner, Caden Ellis, and now newly added additions like veteran Eric Wilson and rookie DeMarco Jackson. Those guys help the New Orleans Saints feel really comfortable with where they are in the linebacker room, and not in like a stubborn way, but just simply that like they have the talent and the depth that they need at that level. It's just that Quan Alexander isn't currently a part of it. Next up, in terms of attendance, we should talk a little bit about Tyrann Mathieu. I've mentioned this before. When I'm told that Tyrann Mathieu is away on a private family matter, I leave it that he is away on a private family matter. I don't really care if stuff is coming off of his Instagram or his Twitter and things like that. I was listening to the guys at OTB off the bench over, T-Bob and those guys and Jake, and they were talking a bit about how, like, look, Kyler Murray, scrubbed his entire Instagram account, and where is he? He's the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. Debo Samuel did something similar. Where is he? He's a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. What people do on their social media pages couldn't disinterest me anymore, any more than I'm already disinterested around it. So we asked during the post-practice presser, do you have any updates to Dennis Allen on Tyrann Mathieu? And he said, look, there's no updates, but we are definitely giving him the time that he needs to handle everything that's going on, like whatever it is that's going on with him. He's getting it handled. And the way that Dennis Allen phrased it is, we're ready to welcome him back with open arms when he comes back. So that's enough for me. Not too worried about anything going on with Tyrann Mathieu, but he was not at practice to begin week two. We'll see what happens as we continue on throughout the week. Not similarly, but another injury update for you would be Michael Thomas. He had a scheduled light day on Saturday, kind of did walkthroughs or was out there for a little bit, but then went away for the day. He was out there today doing walkthrough, doing individuals, doing position drills. Again, did not participate in 7-on-7s or 11-on-11s for the same reasons as Pete Werner. I understand that, right? You don't just say, all right, Mike, go out there and get ready to get hit by somebody as a part of your rehabilitation process. I imagine that they'll get him involved in 7-on-7s and team in a non-contact practice before they throw him into a padded contact practice. So I wouldn't be too surprised to see that. But again, we've been saying it all summer. This is going to be a ramp-up period for Michael Thomas. So the New Orleans Saints are going to take the time to be smart and wise in terms of getting their all-pro record-breaking wide receiver back out on the field. A couple of other folks returned to practice today. Bryce Thompson, safety, was back out there. He left 2 days ago. According to Dennis Allen, heat got to him, and then he missed the following practice, but he was back today. Juwan Johnson was back, also getting some side work over on the side. The only players that we did not see, again, no big surprises here, Taysom Hill, Tyrann Mathieu, Rashid Shaheed, as well as Marcus Davenport. Marcus Davenport is still on that PUP list. And for anybody wondering kind of like what happened with Michael Thomas too, where they put him on the PUP list and then he went there, you have to be on the PUP list before training camp in order for you to be able to come off anytime you want. If you go on before the regular season and then you cross into the regular season, then it ends up creating an issue for you. And then, of course, if they put you on, take you off, and then put you back on, then your season's over. And so there's a lot of different things for you to just sort of like keep in mind in terms of the checking and balancing of how you utilize those injury lists. So right now it's working out really well for the New Orleans Saints and Marcus Davenport, who, again, has been off to the side doing side work and everything, but he hasn't gotten involved in any drills, whether they be individual or anything like that just yet. So he's still in that PUP list along with, I guess technically the NFI list is where Rashid Shaheed is. So we haven't really seen him since the first day when he got some side work in. So all in all, pretty good injury news for the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure they're clamoring to get Tyrann Mathieu back out on the field. I'm sure they're clamoring to get Taysom Hill back out there as well. But hey, Pete Werner's back. Michael Thomas is out there. Your offensive line is healthy. Your defensive line is healthy. There's a lot to be excited about when it comes to this New Orleans Saints team and the competition that continues to bolster with these players all out here trying to make plays and steal away or make sure they hold on to or potentially steal away a role. Coming up tonight, we're going to break down a little bit further what it means to have Alvin Kamara available, what's going on around the rest of the running back room. And of course, we'll also get to your questions. Make sure you drop your questions in the chat so that we can get to all of those as well. I appreciate you as always making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Every day, go ahead and check out that Locked On NFL podcast. Keep up with everything going on around the NFL every Monday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube in less than 30 minutes. As always, y'all, I appreciate you so much for making me a part of your day and a part of your routine. If you see me, say hi. And as always, if you need anything else around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes, make sure you're following on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Now hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust you, that nation, I'll holla at you.